if you have any doubts about that, one last point. Again, from the Synoptic Gospels, not from the Gospel of John, fast forward to number 3, at the bottom of page 2, point 3, the trial of Jesus. This is so important. Anyone who says to you that Jesus never claimed to be God had better be able to explain to you his trial. Because if you look at the evidence in the trial, what is Jesus accused of? What's he charged with? Let's look at it together. You all know what happens here. They bring him before the Sanhedrin after they arrest him through Judas, and they start interrogating him, and they start trying to get witnesses, false witnesses, to say that he said he was going to destroy the temple and 3 days rebuild it and things like that. And they couldn't get anyone to agree, so they couldn't get any testimony against him. So finally, Caiaphas just says, all right, forget all this. He asked him a question. The high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. What's the high priest do? The high priest tore his garments and said, why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. All right, don't turn the page. Not yet. Wait. I know y'all like to turn those pages. Hold on. We need to look at this passage. All right. So notice a couple of things here. First and foremost, sometimes Christians think that it was blasphemy to claim to be the Messiah. Okay? But it's important to recognize that's not true. It was not blasphemy to claim to be the Messiah. The Messiah was just the anointed king of Israel. The Hebrew word Mashiach means anointed one. It comes over in the Greek as Christos. All the kings in the Old Testament, going back to Saul, were called Mashiachs. They were called Messiahs because they were all anointed with oil when they would be ordained, so to speak, and inaugurated as kings. Okay? So it wasn't blasphemy to claim to be the Messiah. How else are you going to know who the Messiah is? But it was blasphemy to claim to be God. Okay? So Jesus is doing both here. He is acknowledging he's the Messiah, but then he goes further and he says, and you will see who? The Son of Man. Daniel 7. Coming on the clouds of heaven, which only God does in the Old Testament. Even the angels don't come in the clouds. Only God comes on the clouds in the Old Testament. Coming on the clouds of heaven and seated at the right hand of power, which is a euphemism for God. So, in other words, seated on the divine throne. Now, if you think about it in ancient context, you have a king, and somebody sits down with him next to him on his throne, what is the implication of that action? That they are equal. You don't sit on the king's throne unless you are equal to the king. So, Caiaphas, unlike us, because he knows the scripture, he gets it. He gets what Jesus is saying, and he tears his garments, and he says, this is blasphemy. We've all heard it. We don't need any more witnesses. And they condemned him as deserving death. So I bring this up to you because one of the most common claims that scholars who take that skeptical approach will make is they'll say Jesus never claims to be God in the first three Gospels. And that's just false. If he doesn't claim to be divine, then what in the world is he charged with blasphemy for? Because it's not blasphemy to claim to be the Messiah. I recently had an exchange with a scholar who does make that point. And he says over and over again in his books and elsewhere, you know, why don't the first three Gospels say that Jesus ever claimed to be the God? Wouldn't that be the most important thing he could say about himself? And so I actually asked him about this passage, you know. If Jesus is not claiming to be divine, why is he charged with blasphemy in the context of a question about his identity? And you know what he said? Well, is it a divine claim? Yeah, kind of. I'm like, okay, well then that's the point. This is the whole point. That means he's divine in Mark, he's divine in Matthew, he's divine in Luke, and he's divine in John. So we have four biographies in which Jesus claims to be God. And now we're right back to where C.S. Lewis brought us, right?